I'm Ira Flatow here with Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Ahoy, Ira.
It's Fleet Week, isn't it?
That's right. That was a clue to the video this week.
Our video pick of the week is a nautical theme. Then.
Yes. Yeah, so the Navy's in town for Fleet Week, but this year they brought a special visitor. It's not just sailors or human sailors, I should say. Mm-hmm. They brought along their humanoid robot, Octavia.
Octavia.
Who we met up with at the pier the other day.
And this is a special Navy robot or just an experimental? Or what does Octavia do? You went out there and you interviewed the...
We interviewed Octavia and found out a little bit more about her. We spoke with Greg Trafton, who is head of the intelligence system section at mm-hmm. the Naval Research Lab. And he sort of took us on a tour of this robot, which is about... It's like she's, I think, 5'8". Probably
it's a she.
Mm-hmm.
Not
definitely
an
a
it,
she.
Okay.
No, mm-hmm. they refer to her as a she.
I'm
She's
sorry.
Very humanoid.
Excuse me.
Emphasis on human-ish. Mm-hmm. And she does all these sort of kind of weird party tricks that we got to see, including playing rock, paper, scissors with another Science Friday producer, Aleshu.
Mm-hmm. And so you went out there and we recorded these party tricks.
Yeah.
And what's the point of the robot? It's got to be right. a serious side,
I
right?
should say it's not really about the party tricks. Because if you think about something like rock, paper, scissors, I mean, it's an engineering marvel, actually, mm-hmm. to get a machine to play this game. Because you have to count, you have to, you know, what she does is actually take into account her opponent's pattern of play to decide what she's going to play next. So there's sort of a lot going on mm-hmm. in this. But, you know, there's a lot of challenges. Like, how do you get cameras to recognize hand gestures,
right.
for example?
Right. So it's basically it's an idea. How does a computer become socialized and react with people?
Right. And that's what Greg Trafton really looks at. His background is in psychology, actually. And he studies humans really, I think, to figure out how to program robots.
And because he's in the Navy, he must still be a wacky, geeky type of guy, even though he's in the Navy, right?
Yeah, no, that was the fun part. It was really, this seemed to be a project really about basic research more than about applications. And the idea is that I think decades down the line, maybe you would see an Octavia-like robot on a ship, mm-hmm. but at this juncture, it's about making a robot that interacts well and autonomously with humans. And so they do things like mm-hmm. play games.
Play games. That's interesting. You're going to love this video. It's up on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's Flora Lichtman and our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website on our homepage right there on the left side. And while you're up there, you can look at all the other videos we have up there. Have a happy holiday to you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira. You too.
And that's about all the time we have for now. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer, Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. And Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Alicia Bayek is our Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. We had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you missed any stuff that you heard today, you want to listen to it again, you can go over to our website at sciencefriday.com. Not only is Flora's video up there, but we have our podcasts, and you can subscribe to our podcast and blogging, and you can also click on the Get Your iPhone app. Yeah, you can take this show and shove it right into your pocket and take it with you on the road. Listen to in very convenient form on your iPhone and Android still to come very soon. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.